What's causing the most excitement is the use of bortezomib, of course, because it's now been approved for relapsed mantle cell on the basis of a 30 to 50% response rate in patients, depending on how much prior therapy they've had. And everyone's trying to figure out how to best incorporate bortezomib earlier into the therapy. And there's a lot of regimens that are being reported now with CHOP regimens, dropping the vincristine, adding bortezomib in various weekly or twice weekly schedules.
In your own practice outside a protocol setting, how are you incorporating bortezomib?
I'm only using it for the most part in the relapse setting at this point. I'm not using it in the front line. I haven't seen anything yet that makes me change my approach.
What's your experience been with side effects and toxicity?
Neuropathy has been the biggest problem with virtually any of the schedules.
And what's the typical clinical spectrum of what you see?
Mostly just painful neuropathy in patients, and then it becomes a kind of a risk-benefit thing. I personally believe that allogeneic transplant can cure mantle cell lymphoma, and so I don't tolerate a lot of side effects in patients with conventional therapy, and if they fail an auto transplant, I prefer to move them into a non-myeloablative allogeneic transplant as a potentially curative approach.